T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Yeah, it's uptown.
All right, let's do it, Peter Scharf. I'm sorry that happened to you, and I'm glad you called in. Peter Scharf joins us now, adjunct professor at LSU Health New Orleans School of Public Health. Good morning, Peter.
Hey, Tommy, how are you?
I'm well, but you know,
burglarized too.
Did you?
Yeah, a while back.
But you know, as we talk about this, I realize this had to be 15 years ago. I went to a friend's wedding, somebody that used to work here. And then a parking lot that a lot of us parked in a French Quarter came out, and I was lucky, but everybody else's windows had been broken and a car burglarized. And I mentioned that to ask you, is this a new thing, a new phenomenon, or is it cyclical? Or explain all of this to me, Peter.
Well, the research on car burglaries, this is a science within a science, is really interesting. Lots of factors determine the counting of burglaries. You know, one is the issue raised in Emily Lane's article. If three cars get burglarized on the same block or the same church parking lot, does that count as one incident, or does it count as three different incidents? So they're interesting questions of, you know, how these things get counted. So when people say there's an epidemic, we got to make sure we're counting the same way.
But wait, it would seem to me those would be three different things, because if I shoot three people in a parking lot, that's three shootings. That's not one shooting, right?
Well, an incident, you know, when I sent your producer a thing from the FBI, which is really how you count these things, and it's space and time. So if the burglary is continuous, it's one place within a specified time frame, it's a one. If it's separated, you know, the guy goes across the street or does something else, then it's a three. So this is, you know, just a, you know, an incident of counting. Mm-hmm. The other thing is things like insurance coverage. So when Allstate moves into a poverty area and signs everybody up with insurance, the burglary rate will increase. The other thing is the burglars get smarter than the burglary detection technology people. So one reason could be that, you know, this becomes a good business because they've learned how to evade the auto alarms or whatever else. The other thing is, there are a lot of cars with extensive radios. So, and they can, you can fence those at quite a handsome profit. So it's easy, low picking, low hanging fruit for the burglars.
So way back in the day, and we're going to pause here, Peter, way back in the day, people were stealing 8-tracks, right, and so forth, and then stereos that I would have installed. But now, even in today's electronic age, they rip all of that out and sell it?
Oh, yeah. Okay. You know, good Blackcom, $1,000, get $200. Hey, that's pretty good. Mm. So, as you said it really well, it's not a fad, it's opportunity. So as the environment changes, as, detection changes, as the prize, you know, extensive technology changes, you're likely to get an increase in the burglary rate.
Now, let me take a break. If we can, Peter, we'll pick it up here because we got to take a look at traffic. Peter Scharf, adjunct professor at LSU Health New Orleans School of Public Health. If, like Diane Uptown, unfortunately, or Peter, your car was broken into wherever, I would love to hear about it. And is it a neighborhood thing or not? And I'll ask Peter when we come back, how do you prevent it other than having a car in a garage locked up? 820 traffic now, WWL. 825, Tommy Tucker talking about car burglaries with Peter Scharf, an adjunct professor at LSU Health New Orleans School of Public Health. Peter, one question I have, as you mentioned opportunity in car burglaries, in marketing, there is a term called pig in a python. And basically what that means is, let's say, for example, you're talking about toddler clothing, okay? Different people are going to need toddler marketing. So they need toddler clothing, but naturally as an adult or people age, they don't need it. So the toddler clothing industry, say, remains static. But meanwhile, people are being pushed through the cycle where then they go from toddler clothing to you know, child clothing, teenager, et cetera. So they move through the process, but the other one remains constant, right? So I guess what I'm asking you, is this a youth thing no matter, the cars are there, and then there's always going to be teenagers coming up that are going to break into cars. Do you understand what I'm trying to ask you?
Yeah. You know, well, there are a couple of variables. And one is the distribution channel, similar to retail, you know, in the sense of fences. Fencing is a fascinating business to me. So the question is, after you steal the guy's expensive stereo, what do you do with it? Right now, guns are easy. You know, if they're in the glove, don't leave guns in glove compartments. They'll get them. But let's assume they're going after the fancy technology. One of the things is, how do you unload it? You know, and it's a huge discount from the retail price. So one thing that makes a product hot, you know, in this burglary world, is you have a new distributor who is willing to pay cash, no questions asked, for volume of stuff. And so it's partly an auto safety problem, you know, auto burglary protection in a variety of forms. Two, it's an insurance variable. People report it when they can get reimbursed. And three, it's from the burglarist point of view, what do I do with the hot goods once I get it? So, you know, and those are the kinds of things. And this is, you know, a challenge for law enforcement. The other thing is, I think in the article by Emily Lane, who's one of the best investigative reporters in the city, is, you know, make sure we're counting the same way. And that's, you know, I think what the article deals with. 2 years ago, I realized the journalists in the police department were counting different ways. So I told several of them to go get within NLPD, I'll buy the beer, and let's discuss how we're counting. So as long as NLPD is counting using the NIBRS procedures, which is actually what the FBI says, assuming they're grading it right, I couldn't get it, couldn't determine that. You know, then, you know, and the journalists are counting by onesies. You're going to get different totals, and you're going to get these discrepancies in numbers. The city has an interest, and I spent most of the day yesterday with NLPD, in documenting success, right, in this crime prevention efforts. And, you know, murder is down 40%. It's hard to lose a body, right? But things like burglary, if there are a lot, it's a lot more vagaries in it. So, well, I guess my mission now is to get everybody together and say, let's make sure we're counting the same way.
What do you think is a better way to count, the preferred method?
Well, I think the FBI is pretty good at this, you know, and the NIBRS incident-based policing standard, which is a relatively new standard, and you have the Uniform Crime Report, which goes back to 1929, you know, and this all is an effort to get standardized reporting. You know, but it's hard work, and the questions of grading, you know, how do you know if it's a theft or an assault? You know, grab somebody first, their arm gets yanked. Is that just a purse snatch, or is it actually an assault, or could be even a robbery? So grading these cases in terms of time and space, but also in terms of what is it, that's a critical issue.
All right, we're going to pick it up here. Well, I'm sorry, Peter. Pick it up right there when we come back, right? Finally.
Oh, cool.
Because I think it also depends on how many people are involved, right? If you got a gang of people and you have three different people burglarizing three different cars, then that definitely, to me, should be three different incidents. Peter Scharf, our guest, talking about car burglary in Orleans Parish. If you've been the victim of having your car broken into at home or wherever, I'd love to hear from you. And you can text your story to 870-870 or call 260-1870. Time now, WWL First News. For that, we go to Dave Cohen.
Thank you, Joshua. I'm Dave Cohen, WWL First News. Now back to Tommy Tucker on WWL.
Hi, David Cohen. Dave Cohen, 838-22 before 9, Thursday night football. Boy, that Saints game Monday night really did make the week fly by, didn't it?
Yeah, suddenly we're talking about more football.
That's
tonight.
Great.
And a great game, Tampa and Carolina.
And one of them's going to lose, barring a tie, which just completely messes everything up. But if that's the case, and the Saints were to lose, which they won't. But I'm just saying, you would have a tie for first place that quickly.
Right. Well, let's hope that they do have a tie between Tampa and Carolina, yeah, because that would be the best outcome for Saints fans. But that seems unlikely. Carolina is a 6.5 to 7 point favorite at home tonight. And I'd personally like to see Tampa win. I'm rooting for the Buccaneers because mm-hmm. I think they're less of a threat to the Saints. So I want the Panthers to have an early loss, a second early loss.
So I want them both to lose. So yeah, I don't know.
That's not possible.
I guess it'd be a tie maybe. I don't know.
Well, a tie is not a win, right?
Look, it doesn't matter. You know why?
Why?
Because we're going to take care of business in L.A., and the rest is going to take care of itself. Don't look back. They might be gaining on you, right? Who said that?
It's kinda,
Yogi Berra?
Was it Yogi? I don't know. Yeah. It's kind of neat because we get to see all of the NFC South games this week, because Thursday night football tonight is Tampa and Carolina, and you can actually hear that on our sister station, Hot 92.9 FM. And then the Saints, obviously, will be able to watch and listen to that game on Sunday. And then it's Sunday night that Atlanta travels to Philadelphia. So all of the NFC South games are nationally televised, nationally broadcast, nationally radioized. I just made up a word.
Yeah.
So we get to see and hear all of that this weekend.
What were you saying in the news about signs?
You know, everywhere you look, and I don't know if it's not as much in the city right now, but in Jefferson Parish with so many races, WWL's Jim Hanza went out there and corner after corner, street after street, yard after yard, political signs everywhere.
Signs everywhere.
Now, almost all the voters you talk to said they don't think it influences them one way or another.
Everywhere a sign.
But obviously the candidates think they work. Otherwise, they wouldn't be putting up so many damn signs everywhere.
All right, we'll talk about that as we get closer to election. Right now, it's time for a break. Then we come back with Peter Scharf talking about car burglaries here on WWL. I got a couple of texts here about car burglaries that are going to make you SMH or SYH. We'll be back, WWL.
They can't shake your head.
8:45, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking about vehicle burglaries, a quick cleanup. It was Satchel Paige that said, don't look back, they might be gaining on you. Some of the texts that are coming in. Man, I'm going to tell you what, this one, my truck was broken into twice within 5 months. Nothing ever taken but window broken each time. I called the police to report it each time, and they came out each time. Same officer came out and told me that on both incidents, trucks were the targets, that more than 20 trucks had been hit the night that his truck was hit. He said police believe that the thieves think truck owners have a higher likelihood of having guns in their trucks. So don't leave a gun in your truck. Peter Scharf, adjunct professor at LSU Health New Orleans School of Public Health, a criminologist. Is there any data, Peter, to indicate that trucks are more of a target than our vehicles?
Well, you'd have to know more about the auto detection, burglary detection apparatus they have. Mm-hmm. But that would be a great study. I'll get one of my students on it.
There you go.
Check that one out. But that's a real interesting question. Why are some cars targeted rather than others? And that's one of the great things we don't know yet. But that's a good question.
Well, you're talking about radios, and I guess this goes to chop shops. Somebody texted in, I've had my truck broken into 4 times, and in this case, they say it was Houston. Have gone to leaving the truck unlocked and removing the valuables. It keeps the glass from getting smashed. And there's also a black market for guns, laptops, along with truck tailgates. You imagine coming out and finding your tailgate gone? Seriously, they chopped the cars up while they're in the driveway?
I know. Going back to New York, there was this car on the West Side Highway forever. and only rims, no tires, no tailgate, nothing. You know, just sat there from, and now they cleaned up New York.
I thought it was going to be like a vulture where they kept taking a piece off each day until it was
exactly,
gone.
Exactly.
So what about you Peter? Do you have to keep your car in the garage to be safe? It's funny, but it's not. It's pathetic that you have to have the windows unlocked or the door unlocked so people don't break your windows. Is it that bad?
Yeah, no, I think there's a real risk to that, you know, I mean, to any car out there right now. And I think most of all, don't put your guns in your glove compartment. You know, again, a little broader perspective. You know, one, again, my theory that it's harder you lose a dead body. Murders are down. You know, I was a skeptic, and there's no question about it. So the fact we're talking about burglaries is a victory.
You know what? Right? That's an excellent point, Peter. The fact that we're talking about something nonviolent in terms of car burglaries, that is a great point that you make, that maybe you need to pause and look around and say, well, you know what? Maybe that's good news in a way.
In a weird, very weird way, it is. And, you know, but again, you got to take it seriously.
Sure.
You know, the two thoughts I have really just helpful to everybody, and Emily's article's good for the WDSU. I think the question one, let's count together. You know, how do you want to count these incidents? Because we're going to have a lot of articles from journalists who are going to count differently from the police department. And my answer is it's the FBI standard. You know, go with the template and make sure the template's applied, which I think they're trying to do. If they missed one, they missed one. You know, the second thing is go to the distributor. What you said about the children's clothing, go to the distributor, right? And this takes a lot of detective work. Where are they fencing and distributing these products? The other thing, the murders, what we know is very few people get killed with a registered gun. They're all what we call secondary gun market. The guns stolen from garages and cars, and they end up in the streets or in rock rentals. You know, I'll give you a gun for 2 hours and go kill somebody and give me the gun back. So so this is dangerous, not only for public safety, but for, the car owners or truck owners themselves.
Peter, when we come back, I want you to pick it up from the criminal's standpoint and going back to toddlers going into grown-up clothes. Do people start burglarizing cars, then they move on to other things, and then another group of young people come up and take over the car burglary racket? 850, 10 till 9, traffic now, WWL. 856, 4 till 9, Tommy Tucker, WWL. So, Peter Scharf, adjunct professor at LSU Health New Orleans School of Public Health. As we wrap up our conversation about vehicle burglaries, is this the kind of thing where this is first or second grade, and then you move on from vehicle burglaries to something else, and then somebody else comes in to first and second grade and takes over the vehicle burglary thing from the criminal standpoint?
Well, the issue, I think, is, you know, are the people who do contract hits for $3,000, are they the same kind of people who do
vehicle burglaries?
Car burglaries? Yeah. And I think they're different, you know, and the crime market, like most of the businesses, are pretty segmented. But they will go on to other things as this tightens up for technology reasons or whatever. They will migrate into other areas. The bigger risk, I think, is, you know, once you have it's like with the drug trade, you get disputes. The same thing with fencing goods. The other thing is, especially the guns, that the secondary gun market is really a huge problem for NLPD, ATF, the FBI, and everybody else. No one's going into Chalmette Jewelry and registering a gun and shooting somebody, or very few people. You know, almost all the murders are from the secondary gun market. So whatever we can do to close that down will help the other indicators as well. The other thing is we tend to segment our problem. We got a burglary problem. We got a murder problem. Now we got a crime economy, a drug problem. They all go together. So we gotta really think about this a little more comprehensively.
in terms of the demand side, I can't remember the police busting a fencing shop, a chop shop, or anything like that. Have they?
Well, yeah, all over the country.
No, I mean here.
You know, I don't remember it here. Yeah. And again, it could be that it's disorganized or hard to catch, or we haven't made it a focus. And I think this story you're doing now, probably somebody at NLPD is saying, I was with them all day yesterday, and they're really getting better, by the way. They'll say, how do we attack this systematically? They're becoming much more systematic in their approach to everything. Yesterday, I was over there doing stress coaching with them, and they were totally on top of it. You know, and you know, somebody's going to say, this is a system problem, a crime system problem. We can't attack it by whimsy. You know, we've got to get, or perpetrator by perpetrator, we've got to look at what are the organizational, cultural, economic factors that are driving this crime pattern.
Thank you, Peter. I appreciate your time.
Get on top of it.
Peter, we'll get on top of it. We'll continue the conversation. Peter Scharf, adjunct professor at LSU Health New Orleans School of Public Health. You know, I understand secondary gun market, but you're not going to steal a tailgate for yourself, right? That's got to be going to a chop shop. And you would think if you look at it as a supply and demand thing, you got to get rid of the demand. All right, we're going to come back, talk about healthy eating. Keep you thin, WWO.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.